Triple M News.
It's 14 degrees in Melbourne. Morning, James Lake with your COVID-19 facts first. And Aussies have now officially been told not to leave their homes unless absolutely necessary. Swimming pools, community halls, waxing, nail and even tanning salons are all shut from midnight tonight. Staying at home also means not lining up at Centrelink. We've been told this morning their phone systems have been bolstered so people can make welfare claims over the phone again. And Services Australia General Manager Hank Yongan has told Channel 9 people already on welfare don't need to do anything.
Existing customers are actually clogging up our network because they're coming in to find out about the stimulus payments and the supplements. Those payments will be processed automatically.
Meantime, being out of work right now could mean it's time for a career change to get the bills paid. Chris Wiesman is the CEO of Drake Recruitment, and he says he needs thousands of people willing to work right now.
Drake International is one of the largest privately owned recruitment and labour hire companies in the world. And what we found with the COVID-19 virus is that there's been an unprecedented demand in our supply chain, predominantly driven by the grocery sector and the manufacturing sector.
Telstra has also announced this morning it's looking for about 1,000 new technicians as it rushes to expand its mobile network to keep up with growing demand. The rush of Aussies working from home means about 4% of calls are not connecting or dropping out at the moment. In sport, footy players are being told to consider an 80% pay cut or risk having the season cancelled and all of them stood down. That is the warning today from Hawks president Jeff Kennett after talks between the AFL and the Players Association failed to resolve a standoff yesterday. Players are sticking to their offer of a 50% pay cut until more is known about the competition's future. And the Olympic flame will continue to burn in Tokyo until next year. The Olympic and Paralympic Games now officially postponed until the Japanese summer of 2021. Staying cloudy in Melbourne today, a top of 18 degrees. Tomorrow, still cloudy, 22, then fine and sunny, warming up to 25 degrees on Friday.